Well, we're talking about a cover-up here. We're talking about changing history. We're talking about rewriting history. And this is why I just said after we came back from the break that I promised the picture will start to fit together. Now, before we went into the break, I brought up the issue about Mark Birnbach, the Fox employee, making the statement that the plane that hit the South Tower had a blue logo in the front and it had no windows. Now, going back to the issue of Flight 175, asking the question, how could a plane with something that big attached to the belly have been unnoticed by the workers at the tarmac at Logan International Airport? Now, going on the assumption that there was nothing for them to notice, the plane that took off was indeed Flight 175 out of Logan.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, once that plane disappeared from the radar, where did it go? Was it rerouted someplace else? Now we're dealing with speculation.
Where did it go and where are the people?
Exactly. Now we can probably get to that later, but the point is that it disappeared, and then about a half an hour later, thereabouts, a plane matching the description of a 767 plows into the South Tower. Now, the witness, Mark Birnbach, made the statement that he saw that plane. And we have that clip, by the way, if you go to our website.
It's one of those clips you supplied us, right?
Yes, you should be able to play it if you've got it handy.
Yep, I've got that there.
But just let me know when you want to do it. But we've also got the clip at our website, 911inplainsight.com, and you will hear him state that their plane, like I said, had a circular blue logo in the front. Now, if you would examine every photograph of a United Airlines commercial jetliner, you'll notice that there is no circular blue logo in the front. The logo is on the tail, and it is red and blue. And it cannot be mistaken, you know,
well,
for a circular blue logo.
Well, now, let me go back. Without the logo, if the hijackers on the plane said, everyone, close your windows, that would have looked like it had no windows, I believe. Don't you think?
Well, I've had several people make that assumption. However, you can close the shade inside, but the windows are still there, and they're still going to reflect light. And Mark Birnbach was very clear on this. He said not once but twice the plane definitely had no windows. So now we had to do a search to find out if there is such a plane that would match the description of a 767 and would have no windows.
All right, now our engineer Dan says that clip's ready, so let's just listen to the audio portion of it. Okay, Dave?
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Mark Birnbach, a Fox employee, is on the phone with us. Mark witnessed this from what we understand. Mark, were you close enough to be able to see any markings on the airplane?
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing? Yeah, there was definitely a blue logo. It was like a circular logo on the front of the plane. Towards the front. It definitely did not look like a commercial plane. I didn't see any windows on the sides, and definitely very low. And I'm completely panicked. You're freaking out. I can't believe what I just saw.
We are all shaken by this. We are watching the video now back live. But the upper floors of the World Trade Center in Manhattan in flames now after apparently two large airplanes. We're talking about jetliners here slammed into the sides right around 9 o'clock this morning. Mark, if what you say is true, those could be cargo planes or something like that. You said you didn't see any windows in the side?
I didn't see any windows in the sides. I saw the plane flying low. I was probably like a block away from the subway in Brooklyn, and that plane came down very low. And again, it was not a normal flight that I've ever seen at an airport. It was a plane that had a blue logo on the front, and it did not look like it belonged in this area.
Well, there you have it, Dave.
And so now, again, we have to go through a logical succession of questions. Now, if the plane that took off from Logan, okay, was a regular flight, shortly afterwards it disappears from the radar, and then approximately a half an hour later, a plane matching its description slams into the South Tower of the
Trade Center.
Thank you. And then we have a witness saying that the plane had a blue logo and no windows. And we have to ask the question, what plane hit the tower? Was it possible that a plane was switched? Now, I asked earlier, if the plane that hit the South Tower did not take off from a commercial airport, It would have had to have taken off from either a private airfield or a military airfield. Can we agree with that?
From somewhere.
From somewhere, yes.
Yes, okay. We can agree with that.
Okay, and it is likely that most private airfields are not big enough and don't have a runway long enough to handle a 767.
I would agree with that.
Okay, so that through logical deduction, that would have to be military. Leave us a military airfield. Now, you couple that with the report you just heard from Mark Birnbach explaining that the plane that hit the building had no windows. So we did a search to find a 767 type of an aircraft that had no windows, and lo and behold, Boeing has been manufacturing a 767 tanker transport for the United States Air Force. It has no windows.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is. Because what we're putting out here, I realize, completely changes everything that we've been told about September 11th. The other thing is that is amazing, George, when you stop and think about it, and I know
you do know what this means if this is true.
Yes, I do, and I don't like what it means. Because, again, when you arrive at a crime scene, the first thing you do is ask what happened, and then you cordon off the area to protect the evidence. That's not what happened on September 11th. Before either tower even collapsed, and again, I refer to the many videos that we were sent from our listeners to the Power Hour, and it was amazing because MSNBC and ABC, almost at the same time, I believe it was 9:35 and 9:37 a.m. Eastern Time, and I don't hold me to those times, but approximately that time, both of these networks began running identical footage of Osama bin Laden on the television. This is before the towers even collapsed. So immediately, what happened in this case, instead of arriving at a crime scene and saying, what happened here is that we're looking at the crime scene and we're saying, okay, Osama did it, let's look at the evidence and make it fit. So here we see Osama talking on a walkie-talkie, Osama walking with a stick, Osama shooting a gun. Osama with a walkie-talkie, Osama walking with a stick, Osama with a gun, the walkie-talkie, stick, gun, Osama, Osama. And we were told over and over again Osama bin Laden and the Taliban had perpetrated this attack. Now, this was planting a seed in the minds of America and, of course, generating hatred, fear, anger against the Taliban. Now, I'm no lover of terrorism. Please don't misunderstand me. I don't like Osama. I don't like what he stands for. I don't like terrorists. None of us do. But the point is that a finger was pointed in that direction. And so, again, we go back to the issue of the definition of conspiracy theory. We're gone full cycle here. By definition, a conspiracy theory is a charge against a person for a conspiracy, and because it is a theory, it has no evidence. Now, we have to look at the evidence. Remember that Condoleezza Rice had made the statement that we had evidence linking Osama and the Taliban to the events of 9/11, and we would release it in due time, and to this day, we've never seen that evidence.